This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional Special, and today we're looking at Psalm 103. And today we're at verse 4, but let's just remind ourselves of yesterday's verse. In fact, let's go back to verse 2. It says, "Let all that I am praise the Lord." I can't stop saying that. I just love it so much. "Let all that I am praise the Lord. Every part of me, every single corpuscle in my body, let all that I am praise the Lord, and may I never forget the good things he does for me." May that never happen in Jesus' name. Yesterday we looked at this verse. "He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases." And we stood on the word of God yesterday, beloved, because we said he heals all my diseases. He forgives all of my sins. But let's watch now, because this is amazing. He says this. The psalmist says this. "He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies." Oh, let me say that again, Father. "He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies." Do you know how important that is? Have you any inkling of what that verse is saying to you? You know, I've often said this, and I've preached this many, many times, where I have said, we read the Bible because we're told to read the Bible, and we look at the Bible and we just say the words, "He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things," blah, 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 etc., etc., etc. And we just go on without even bothering to figure out what God is saying to us through this scripture. Without even understanding what David was saying when he prayed this, when he declared this, when he made this huge declaration and wrote this psalm. "He redeems me from death." Do you know what redeem means? We've often sung about the redemption of the blood, etc., when we were kids in church. To redeem means this. And this is not even a Christian explanation. This is what the word means in English. It means to gain or regain possession of something, watch this, in exchange for payment. Now, it doesn't say money, it says payment. Gain or regain possession of something in exchange for payment. It means, quite simply, this. We have been bought by the blood of the Lamb. We have been purchased from death. Go with me real quick to Isaiah. And chapter 43. That's where my head is at the moment. In chapter 43, and we'll go from verse 1. And let's just briefly look at this, because this is incredible. "But now, O Jacob, listen to the Lord who created you, O Israel. The one who formed you says," watch this, "do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you." In other words, redeemed you. I have bought you. I have purchased you with payment. "For I have ransomed you. I've called you by name and you are mine. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown." These are words for you, beloved. Are you listening? When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. Watch, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt as a ransom for your payment. There you go. I gave Egypt as a ransom for your freedom. Ransom, redeem, redemption, payment. I gave Ethiopia and Saba in your place. Others were given in exchange for you. I traded their lives for yours because, oh boy, because I sound like a broken record, but I've got to say it. God is saying, I redeemed you. I purchased you from death. Why? Because you are precious to me. You are honored. And I love you, says verse 4. You are precious to me. You are honored, and I love you. I have redeemed you. I have purchased you. And the payment that I made for you was my Son, my precious Son, Jesus Christ, was crucified on the cross at Calvary 2,000 years ago. He died and rose again. And God says to you now, God Almighty says these words to you, I redeemed you from death. And the payment made was the life of my Son. He redeems me from death. I can't get past that bit. I just can't get past it. I read a book some years ago. In fact, I didn't even read the book. I read two chapters. I couldn't read anymore. It was called 23 Minutes in Hell. And I got far as two chapters. I just couldn't take any more. I couldn't even begin to try and imagine what hell would be like. I didn't want to keep looking at that picture of hell. But I just wanted to keep my eyes focused on Jesus and say, Lord, I don't want to go there. I don't want to have to go there. But I know that I know that I know that I know that I don't have to go there any longer. Why? Because God has redeemed me from the pit of hell. He has purchased me with the payment of the death of his Son. Can I hear an amen? Are you with me? Are you understanding? Am I preaching the gospel to you in a way that it is penetrating your very heart? Like a fiery arrow coming from Almighty God Himself, as He breathes fire into you, as He breathes life into those dry bones that are listening right now, that are recognizing what I am saying, and you are saying in your heart and your soul, I don't want that for myself. I don't want that for members of my family. I don't want that for my loved ones. I want that for nobody. Because it is the truth. And the psalmist says, He redeems me from death. Opposite of death is life. And Jesus came to bring us life, and life in abundance. Say that with me. Life in abundance. And that is what the Lord Jesus Christ wants to give you right now. Not death, but by His death and His resurrection, He wants to give you life. He redeems you from death. He purchases you from death. And then David says this, and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He crowns me with love and tender mercies. If you go back to Isaiah, the 43rd chapter and verse 4, it says, "You are precious," and God Almighty is talking to you. He says, "You are precious to me." He says, "You are honored." And he says, "I agape you. I love you unconditionally. There are no conditions attached to the love that I have for you. I love you totally and completely." And if you felt that you loved your loved ones, oh boy, I was looking at a video that my daughter posted on Facebook of my grandson, my youngest grandson. I was telling you yesterday, he's called Bradley, and he's 9 months old, and he was playing hide and seek with his mom and dad. And I was filled with such love for that child, I cannot even describe it to you. It was just an infilling of this amazing feeling of this wonderful love and care and this protection, and wanting to say, "I will protect that child through thick and thin, no matter what. I will give my life for that child." And the feelings that I was feeling hasn't even scratched the surface of how your Heavenly Father feels for you. And David recognizes this. And he says, "And crowns me with love," with that passion, with that wonderment, with that feeling. And with that feeling, I believe, beloved, that as I am bringing you this word, I know this, like I know this, like I know this, that as I am breathing life into this verse, and I know that I am, through God who is instructing me through the Holy Spirit, I know that He breathes life for the first time for you in this particular verse, and I know that as He breathes life, and as I bring these words to life, that God is pouring His love onto you right now, right at this second. God Almighty is pouring His love into your life. I feel it. I sense it. I know it. Just rest in it. Just bask in it. And just know this. Oh, how He loves you. Oh, how He loves you. And remember this. He's redeemed you from the pit of hell. He's redeemed you from death. And He's crowning you now with love. And on top of that love comes this: tender mercies. For when you sin, you were supposed to go to hell. For when you sin, you were supposed to die. For the Bible tells us the wages of sin is death. But because of Jesus Christ and what He did on the cross at Calvary, because He was redeeming your life from the pit of hell and from the pit of death, God Almighty Himself crowns you with tender mercies. And I want you to say, amen. And if you want to experience life and life abundantly, just say these words with me right now and commit your life to Jesus Christ. And if you have already, then make a recommitment to Jesus Christ right now because of what He has done on the cross. Just say this. Heavenly Father, I love you and I adore you. Thank you for saving me, Lord God Almighty. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done on the cross at Calvary for me. Lord Jesus, I want you to come into my life right now and make me brand new. And Heavenly Father, I promise you, I will love you forever, and forever I will follow you. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come into my heart now. In the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen and amen.